Bezus Hashem B'li Neder. Let's finish Shas together this morning. His name is Dedekel Yonishmas of Yomara of David Tzibi and of Yosef. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Yud Zayin. We finished Masifta 1 and go on to Masifta 2. Good morning to Mordechai, Harav Dov Ben Yomim, Ben Shnei Zalmadan HaKoin, David Yoshua, Chanach, Avram David, Dr. Joe, Chaim Tzvi, Shmuel, and Yerachmiel Shmuel, and Tzvika. Says the Gemara, we left off by the words Echad Omer B'Fanei Nechtam, U'Shnayim Omer B'Fanei Nechtam, Kosher. At the two dots, nine lines down on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. So we said in the Mishnah, if one guy said B'Fanei Nechtam and two guys said B'Fanei Nechtam, that's going to be Kosher. Amar Rav Yami Rav Yerachan Lo Shanu El Shayyei Yitzim Adagas Yad Eid Ksiva. The only time we say it's kosher is where the one aid was the shliach. He said b'fanei nechtav, and he has two other guys that said b'fanei nechtav who are not the shluchim. That's where it's kosher. Dinasu kishnayim alzeh or kishnayim alzeh. Because you have one aid talking about b'fanei nechtav, that's like the takanas chum that they said one is like two. And you have two actual aidim on b'fanei nechtav on the chasima. Avol mitachas yidei eidei chasima, but if the two eidei chasima were the shluchim, and they only say b'fanei nechtam, and they don't say b'fanei nechtav, pasul. So says the Gemara, alma kasavar, sounds like Rabbi Yochanan holds, shnayim shevigin this yam, tzrichin shevigin b'fanei nechtav, right? That was like one opinion that we had in 2 days ago, so if two guys just say b'fanei nechtam, that's not enough. They have to say b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtam, right? Like Rabba, tzrichin shiyom b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. Says more, Amalei Rabbi Asi. So Rabbi Ami had reported this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Asi said to Rabbi Ami, Elameata, if this is so, good morning, Rabbi Eliezer Dov. Elameata, if this is true, that if two guys bring the get, they have to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam, Reisha, let's go back to the din before that in the Mishnah. Diktani, the other case. Shnayim omer b'fanei nechtav. Two guys say b'fanei nechtav. Ve'echad omer b'fanei nechtam. And one guy say b'fanei nechtam. So chachamim say pasul of Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Va'afilu get yotzei nechtav z'idei shnayim. Pasle rabbanan. So then if that's true, even if the get came in the hands of both of them, the rabbanan say it's pasul. Amalei in. He said, you're right. The rabbanan would say pasul even by that case. So that was one version of Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yochanan. Zimnin Ashkeche the Yosef Akamar. Now a different time, Rav Asi heard Rabbi Ami saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan the opposite. No, Da'afilu get Yosef Nagas Dei Eidei Chasima Kosher. Even if it's the two Eidei Chasima that say B'fanei Nechtam, but they don't say B'fanei Nechtav, it's Kosher. If they just say b'fanei nechtam, that's enough. They don't have to say b'fanei nechtam. So Amalei Rabbi Asi, so Rabbi Asi, the Rami El Me'ata, if that's true, that they do not have to say it. So Reisha Diktani Shnayim Om B'fanei Nechtav, in the beginning case where two guys say b'fanei nechtav, ve'echad Om B'fanei Nechtam, and one of them says b'fanei nechtam, Pasul, Rabbi the Makshir. Ta'ima, the reason why the Chacham Pasul in that case de'ein aget yotzei mitachas de shneim is because only one guy is the shliach. Ha yotzei mitachas de shneim. However, if the two guys that said b'fanei nechtav, they were the shlichim, they don't have to say anything. Machshirei Rabbanan, amalei in. He said yes. The Rabbanan would say kosher because they really don't have to say anything. But wait a second. So he said, how come sometimes you tell me this way and sometimes you tell me this way? So Rabbi Asi asked Rabbi Ami, but other times you told me the opposite way. So Amale, Yasid Hishalotimo. No, even though sometimes I said it the other way, that was wrong. And really, the second way that I said it is really correct. This is a peg that should never be mixed. This is the way I hold. Tzvika, if you do me a favor, please. This is the rabbi's copy. I forgot my own copy because I was starting on the second one, but just bring it back to the rabbi so he could use it for his Amud Yomi Shir because the Daf Yomi and the Amud Yomi in the shul is learning the same Masechta, so we can talk with each other and learning. That's great stuff. Okay, let's continue. New Mishnah. We're going to wait for Tzvika. In the Ezra's Nashim, right, Tzvika? You gave it back to him in the Ezra's Nashim?
He wants to cut now.
What's that? Oh, look at that. I got you. I got you extra mitzvahs, Tzvika. Says the new Mishnah. Tzvika, you can hear from here. Don't worry. I'll yell it from here. You hear it from upstairs. Here we go. Says the Mishnah. Now, brand new story. We're finished with Mefanei Nechtam, Mefanei Nechtam. So, if you're happy to be out of that, you're happy to be out of that. Okay. It's a funny thing happened. You know, you guys know that I listen to the Hak when I'm trying to fall asleep. I listen to Rabbi Stefanski's Hak. So he said, some guy wrote him an email about how Mazel Tov to all the guys who finally got out of Mefanei Nechtam, Mefanei Nechtam, out of the first parak of Gittin, like, because so Rabbi Stefanski thought the guy meant they were struggling because it was a difficult sugya. He said, no. What he meant was the guys who are actually struggling with divorce, meaning guys who are actually getting divorced, that they'll finally be out of that first parak that was talking a lot about a person getting divorced, and maybe they can talk about other things. I mean, it is Maseches Gittin. There's going to be a lot of discussion of divorce, the whole Masechta. But anyway, Nechtav Bayom V'Nechtam Bayom Balayla V'Nechtam Balayla Balayla V'Nechtam Bayom Kosher. So if the get is written during the day and signed during the day, written at night and signed that same night, written at night and signed the very next day, that's kosher. Why? Because it's all the same day. That's the point. However, Bayom V'Nechtam Balayla, if the get was written during the day, so it was written, the names and the intention to divorce was written during the day, but it wasn't signed until the following night. So says the Gemara, Tanakama says, Puzzle for Rabbi Shimon Machshir. Tanakama says, a get that was written a day before it was signed. Tanakama says it's Puzzle, because this is what's called a get muktam. It's a get that was actually written a day earlier than it was signed. It's called a get muktam. So, which means the date written in the get was one day earlier than the day the get was actually signed and delivered. So the date is going to be off by one day. So Chachamim say Pasul, and Rabbi Shimon says, wait, it's not necessarily Pasul. Kala gitin shenechtu bayom nechtu b'layla psulin chutz mikite nashim. Rabbi Shimon says, if it's a loan document, I agree. It's puzzle. Why? Because a loan document creates a lien. And let's say in between the time of the writing and signing of it and the giving of it, let's say the guy sold properties, which has the date of the previous day. So someone else is going to be able to collect from a lien, from a document, from the earlier date, even though the lien really should have only been connected for, it was started from the later date. So if there's a wrong date on a loan document, that's going to be a problem with someone who, let's say, bought property from the borrower. So is there a lien on that property? So if the document of sale, let's say the borrower would sell property from the on the first day, so this get is going to say that the creditor is going to be able to go grab that thing away, even though the creditor really should not be able to go grab that property away, because the creditor didn't actually loan the money till the next day. So the lien should have only been started from the second day, but he's going to inappropriately grab property that the borrower sold prior to the debt, but it was after the date in the debt, but it was prior to the actual creation of the debt.
So what if you write the debt in the day, and you know it's going to be signed at night, so you date it the next day?
So that would be us. So we'll see whether you could do that also. We'll see that. Can you just, right, this happens at weddings all the time.
It happens also in legal documents.
Okay, good. But are you allowed to post-date?
Right.
Are you allowed to post-date a check? Good. So I don't know. Right now we're talking about a get muktam, which means the date of the get was before the actual execution. So Rabbi Shimon says, by other documents that are not divorce documents, it's puzzle. Because it creates the lien, it creates the obligation from the wrong date. But chutz migite nashim. But by a get, Rabbi Shimon says it's actually kosher to have a, what do we call this? It's not a post-dated, it's a predated or whatever. It's a, what do you call that in business? But anyway, the point is that the date was written, the lien that this document is created was too early, was earlier than the actual debt. So by a get, it's going to be okay. So again, so by a get, the Chachamim say, it's possible even by get. But Rabbi Shimon says by, no, I agree with you that by a document of loan or a sale, it's possible, but by a get, it's actually kosher.
So on Rocky's point, it's the date itself, not the document. When you say it's written the day before, it then talks about the date. So
the date, the document says that the date that it was executed was the day before it was actually executed.
So the document's written on one day, date's filled in the next day.
No. Oh, if? Yeah.
If that's the case.
No. Document written means the date was written in. That's that definition. Okay. The date was written in.
What happens if she gets married in between the day and the signature and the time that it was signed?
You know, she's not allowed to get married yet. She's not divorced yet. It's not. She didn't get to get yet. It wasn't even delivered to her. No, she can't get married yet. That's the point. That's part of the point here. Ah, so Tzvika, that's going to be part of the issue here. Itmar, now, the Amoraim have a dispute. Mipnei ma tiknu zman begitin. Why did the rabbis institute that there needs to be the time at all in the document? Who says you need the time stamp at all in the divorce document? So, from the word tiknu, it sounds like the whole institution of having the time of the get in the get is only a din derabanan. Midoraisa, you don't need the time in there at all. As we're going to see in today's daf, that a get that had zero time written in it is kosher also. Mordechai, here you're frozen. I don't know. Anyway. Mipnei tiknu zman begitin. You look a lot better live than you look on the computer here. Mipnei ma tiknu zman begitin. Why did the rabbis institute that a get has to have a time in it? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mishum Basachoso, unbelievable. Rabbi Yochanan said, why did the rabbis institute Zman in a get? So Rabbi Yochanan said, because we're afraid of the following scenario. Everyone knows you're allowed to marry your niece. You're not allowed to marry your nephew. That's usser, midoraisa, to marry your nephew. But you're allowed to marry your niece. A woman cannot marry her nephew, but a man can marry his niece. So we're afraid you can be married to your niece, so probably not only do you like her because you're marrying her, but you like her because she's your family. And let's say she commits adultery. So because you like her, even though she commits adultery, she has relations with another man, we're afraid, oh, she committed adultery, now she's going to be chayv misa. But she's your brother's daughter. So even though she cheated on you, but she's your brother's daughter, so we're afraid, what do you do? You'll write a get, and you'll claim she was already divorced at the time that she had marital relations with this guy, so she won't be killed. So because of that, we're worried that she really was chayiv misa, and you're going to get her out of the chayiv misa, so that's why they say you have to write the time in the get, so that we'll know that she got divorced after she committed the adultery, so she'd be chayiv misa. So in order to prevent that scenario, that's why the rabbi said you have to write zman in the get. That's the whole reason. Reish Lakish Amar Mishum Peros. Reish Lakish says, no, that's not the reason why the rabbis instituted Zman in the get. It was for a different reason. It's because we need to know when the husband stops getting to eat from the Nichsei Malug of the property that the woman brought into the marriage. And when they're divorced, because we're afraid if there's no Zman, he's gonna keep eating the Nichsei Malug even after the get. And she's going to say, oh, no, we were divorced. He says, no, the divorce happened a week later. So, because of that, Reish Lakish Amar Mishum Peros. Now, if you say like Rabbi Yochanan that it's Shema, that we're afraid that the Bas Achosa, so wait a second. So then, asks Tosfos, why nowadays do you write Zman in the get? Nowadays we don't have Bezdin that's going to convict people. So even if you marry your niece and she commits adultery on you, there's no reason to have Zman in the get because Bezdin's not killing her anyway. We don't have Bezdin nowadays. So why do we need it nowadays? So, Tosfos gives three answers to this question. Number one, but still, her kids will be mamzerin. So we still need to know the time because we're not going to kill her, but we need to know if she has a kid from that marriage, whether that kid's a mamzer or not. So we still need to know whether the woman was actually divorced at the time that she committed the adultery. Right? So maybe if you're married to your niece and she commits adultery on you, and she gets pregnant, so you'll write again, and you won't have the date on it, and you'll say that the kids are not mamzerin, because she was really divorced before she committed the adultery. That's one answer, Tosfos. Second answer is, no, we have to keep it up, because maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built tomorrow, and we'll need to know to convict her tomorrow when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. Shem Meheri Yibana HaMikdash. And the third answer is that it's for the following reason. He's going to want to remarry her. So if she committed adultery while they were married together, he's not allowed to remarry her. But if he'll fake out the time of the get, so he'll say, oh no, she was divorced when she slept with this guy, and she just had a relationship with this guy, and then he will be allowed to remarry her after he divorced her. You hear this? So Tosis has three answers. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Sefer Dibros Moshe asks on the reasoning of Meheri Yibana HaMikdash that from the words of Tosis it sounds that if the Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt, they would be Mechayev Misa to her. But the problem is they probably didn't give her Hasra, because since nowadays we're not doing Dine Nefashis, so nobody's going to give Hasra, so they're not going to kill her anyway with the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt, because no one's giving Hasra for Misa nowadays. Right? We're not going to give Hasra for Misa, because we don't do Dine Nefashis now. Okay, let's continue. Ask the Gemara, Reish Lakish, my time with Rabbi Yochanan, why is Reish Lakish not like Rabbi Yochanan's answer of, so Amar Lach, Reish Lakish will say, as Shmuel was intimating before, Zunus lo shchicha. Really, that's the whole reason they wrote Zman of the Get, because you're afraid that a guy's wife is going to cheat on him? That's not so shchia. Now, so Tosis asks, what do you mean? Zunus lo shchia? What about the first Mishnah Ksubas? Rabbi Sai, do we remember the first Mishnah Ksubas? A girl's supposed to get married what night? First Mishnah Ksubas, Wednesday night. Why? So that if he finds out that she cheated on him, he can bring her to bed the next morning. So how can you tell me he's Nuslo Shchiach if the whole institution of getting married on Wednesday is also because you're afraid she cheated on him while they were engaged? That's Tosas Kasha. So over there, so the Ramban and the Ran answer that when a girl gets married and she's a psul, that we're afraid maybe he'll cool down and he won't bring her to Beis Din. So there, and therefore maybe he's going to stay married to her, even though she's also to stay married to him. So there, they did it even for a chash rachok. Even they made a takana even for something that's very infrequent. But over here, who cares? End of the day. So what's going to be the worst case scenario here? That really she should have been killed and she wasn't killed. Okay, but at least he's not living with her in sin. At the end of the day, they're divorced. So that was the first answer. Then the Ramban wrote a second answer, and the Ritva says the same thing, that don't ask me Akasha from getting married on Wednesday, because that's just the takana. If they get married on Thursday or Sunday or Monday, the wedding is still a good wedding. But over here, if you don't do this, so she really was Chayiv Misa, she's not going to get it. So therefore, here, right, so there it's not such a bad scenario, but over here, will cause the, it disqualifies the get. So the Chacham did not want to disqualify the get because of a chashash, which is a very far-fetched chashash. If you don't have zman, the get is possible. So we're not going to institute zman for such a far-fetched possibility. And the Tosa Rush gives many other answers, and this is what I think all of us thought, I think what Shmuel thought also originally, that the point is that the case of where your niece is going to do znus, that's a far-fetched thing. Not that any married woman would do znus, but your niece would do znus. Or znus for a woman who's nesua is far-fetched. But a znus of a girl who's arusa, that's not so far-fetched. Because when you're fully married to your husband and wife, so your husband will keep an eye on you. So that's far-fetched. But that the girl would have committed znus before they're married, that's not far-fetched. Okay, a lot of answers. Let's continue.
Rabbeinu.
Yeah. Rabbeinu, you don't have to ask Mechila when you ask a question.
Rabbeinu, when we said Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, we had Rabbeinu taught us in Sukkah that Rabbi Yochanan Metzaka is metaking two things Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. He's metaking that lulav can be taken for 7 days, and Shehenev Kol Yom, the Omer, was taken every, you should be taken the entire day. So those ideas are more positive commandments. They're mitzvahs. I say, Meheri, you bona be something. We're going to build it and we're going to do mitzvahs in a positive way. This is more of like a losa, say, preventing what could be something else. So maybe that's not something Meheri, you bona be something. I was thinking about that.
But Mordechai is saying, why would there be a takana in order to Meheri, you bona be something so we can kill this girl? Right, Meheri, you bona be something so you can take Lulav again. Okay, I get it. But Meheri, you bona be something so Baruch Hashem will be able to kill this girl. Good question. I hear. We'll have to think about that. Let's continue. Bishlam al Reish Lakish. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yochanan, my time alone with Reish Lakish. Kasavar, no, he disagrees actually. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Reish Lakish is concerned about the husband eating the fruit too late. It's not a concern. Why? Kasavar, Yesh to Baal Peres Ad Shas Nesina. That he's actually allowed to continue to eat the fruit up until the time that he gives her the get. Once he writes her the get, he still eats the fruit even after the writing of the get. You see, Reish Lakish held that once the guy decides to divorce her and he writes the get, he already loses the peros already from the time of the writing of the get, as we'll see in a minute. But Rabbi Yochanan says no, that once she has the get in hand, that's when he stops eating the peros, not from the writing get, from the delivery of the get, and therefore she'll have a riot even without the zman. I have the get. Get off my property. Here's my get. So she'll be able to prove it without this man. She has the get. But from the time of the writing of the get, he still eats the fruit. And therefore, that's not a good enough reason to write this man. Says the Gemara, Bishlam al Reish Lakish. I understand. The Kundarish Lakish who said that it's because of Peros. So, Misham Hachi Kamachi Rabbi Shimon. That's why Rabbi Shimon allows a get muktam, because he holds that the husband already stops eating the fruit from the time of the writing of the get. Even if they don't deliver the get for a week later, once he wrote a get to her, he already stops eating. So that's why Rabbi Shimon permits a get that was signed early, because that's actually the right time for him to lose the fruit. So it makes sense why a get that's written early works. El Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said it's because he's going to, the reason for the whole zman is we're afraid he's going to write a get to falsely protect his niece who he's married to, who committed adultery. My time at the Rabbi Shimon Demachshir. But wait a second, why then is it okay? Rabbi Shimon said a get that was dated a day early, that works. Why does that work? Why aren't we worried that he's going to write the get? She's going to commit adultery, and he's going to write the debt, but he's going to write it a day earlier to protect his wife? Answers the Gemara. Amalach Rabbi Yochanan, you're right. Aliba de Rebbe Shimon lo kamina, you're right. When I gave my reason of Shemi Yechapet Basachoso, I hold only according to Chachamim, who say that a get muktam even by a get is puzzle. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have to say puzzle. I said, according to Rabbi Shimon has to agree with Reish Lakish. Ki kamino, the reason that I gave is only Aliba Rabbanan. According to Chacham, say a get muktam is puzzle. So I hold that a get muktam is puzzle. Says Gemara, Bishlam al Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that according to the Chachamim, the reason of the Takana is Shem Yichap al Basachosu. And according to Rabbi Shimon, as Rabbi Yochanan says, that Rabbi Shimon agrees to Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, I hold like Chachamim, that a get muktam is pasul. And Rabbi Shimon, who says that a get muktam is kasher, agrees to Reish Lakish, because it's pairs. Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, Hainu de Ikabein Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. So now we understand what the Machlokes Rabbi Shimon's Rabbanan is based on. That according to Rabbi Shimon, it's kasher because Rabbi Shimon holds she's like Reish Lakish. She's allowed to eat fruit from. He's allowed to still eat the fruit. He's allowed to still eat the fruit once the get was written. And the Chacham hold it's pasul because maybe Shemi Chabal Basachosa Ela Reish Lakish. But of course, Reish Lakish says that even that they both say it's because of Paris. Ma'ika bein Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. So if they, according to Reish Lakish, that both Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan hold they both say that the reason why you need this man is because of Shemichav al-Basachoso. So what are they arguing about? If the husband doesn't have rishus to sell the fruit only until later on, and if the woman is going to grab the fruit away from somebody else from the time of the writing, it's correct. He's allowed to collect the fruit from the time of the writing. So even the Chacham should agree that a get muktam is kasher. Answers the Gemara, no, you know what they're arguing about? Peri demishas ksiva vachas chasim akamenayu. They're arguing, what about the fruit that's in between the time of the writing of the get and the time of the signing of the get? That's what they're arguing about. According to Chachamim, who say that a get muktam is pasul, the husband eats the fruit of the next day malug after the ksiva up until the chasima, until it's signed. And if so, the woman is allowed to grab the fruit away after the signing of the get, but not from the time of the writing of the get. And therefore, if it's a get muktam, it's going to be pasul. And therefore, if the time of the get is on Sunday, but it's not signed till Monday, so she's going to grab shelo kedin, and therefore the get muktam is pasul. However, according to Rabbi Shimon, already at the time of the writing of the get, already the husband no longer gets it, and therefore it's not a problem if the get is written early, because that's actually the time that he loses the fruit. Ask the Gemara, really? But if you're telling me that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing about whether or not the husband gets fruit from the time of the writing or the time of the signing, but we found the opposite. De Idmar, because we learned, Me'emasai, Motzi and Leperos, when does the husband no longer get to eat the pheros, and the woman is allowed to take away the fruit if the husband sold them to somebody else? Rabbi Yochanan and Mishas Ksiva, Rabbi Yochanan actually says the earlier time, from the time of the writing. We just got finished saying that Reish Lakish holds from the time of the ksiva, and Rabbi Yochanan says it's later. But now we see, no, Rabbi Yochanan says Mishas Ksiva, for Reish Lakish Amar Mishas Nisina, from the time of the giving of the get. Says the Mar Epoch, switch it around. No. But really, Rabbi Yochanan says it's from the time of the delivery of the get, and Reish Lakish said it's from the time of the giving of the get, from the time of the writing of the get. Amalei Abai L'Rav Yosef. So Abai said to Rav Yosef, wait a second. If this is really the reason for Zman in the get, so then the Mishnah later on in Daf Pevav makes no sense. I'm going to lay by the Rav Yosef, Shlosha Gittin Psulim, V'imnisei Savlad Kosher. The Mishnah later on in Daf Pevav, in 2 months from now, is going to say that there's three Gittin that are Pusul, but B'di'eved, the get is kosher. It's Pusul L'chatchila. But b'di'eved, it is kosher. Shlosha gittin psulim demnises havlad kosher. There are three gittin that are pasul, but if she gets married with this get b'di'eved, it's kosher. Meaning, and if she gets married and she has a child, the child is not a mamzer, that midoraisa, she was divorced. But midrabanan, it's not a good get. And one of them is a get that has no zman on it. He has no time. Says the Gemara, if you tell me that a get works b'di'eved without time, so what was the whole point? It works without the time. So what do you tell me? Oh, it's to protect Shemichav al-Basachoso or Mishum Peros. So what in the world was the point of it if it's kosher b'di'eved without this man anyway? So what did you help with the takana? If a guy wants to be Mechab al-Basachoso, he'll just write a get without this man and deliver it. It will be able to work. Answers the Gemara. Ahanu de l'chatchila lo tinase. Well, no sofer is going to write a get for you. Because l'chatchila, it's not a good get. So no sofer is going to write it for you. At least l'chatchila. Says the Gemara. Okay, so Abaye asked Rav Yosef another question. Gazi l'zmane. Let's say, okay, the guy will pay the sofer. He'll write a get, and then the guy will rip the zman out of the get. He'll rip it out. The avinulei mai amalei l'ramai lo chayshina. We're not worried that a guy is going to rip the time out of the get, because it's so clear and evident. When you rip the time out of the get, everybody will see it, and they'll know that he's playing hanky panky. And nobody wants to lie in a way that it's clear that they're lying. So therefore, the Chacham, we're not worried about that. It's a little bit funny. We're saying the guy's gonna lie about his niece, but we're not worried that he's gonna lie. But the whole point of ripping it out was to lie about his niece. But Gemara says a public lying like that, for that we're not choshish. One more point I wanted to make over here. So Argamar seems to say that if you rip out this man of the get, she wouldn't be killed. But the Chacham were not choshish for that kind of a lying. Asks Taisus in the Mermaschel Gazie. In Yevamos, the Gemara asks, why don't they have Zman in Kiddushin, Mishum Basacho? So the Gemara says, because if we leave the document by the woman, she will erase the Zman, so it wouldn't have worked. Forget that. Okay, I'm going to forget that. I thought I was going to speak about that. I'm going to leave that point out. Okay, says the Gemara, back in the Gemara. Wait a second. So Abaye asked of Yosef a third kasha. Kosov bo shavua shana chodesh Shabbos mai. Let's say the get has which Shemitah cycle it is, or which year in the Shemitah cycle it is, or what month it is, or what week of the month it is, but it doesn't have the actual date. Says the Gemara, what's the halacha? Amalei kosher. Rav Yosef said to Abaye, such a get is kosher. So if the Seif is going to write that, if you don't have the actual date, what does it help? Right? He still, if he sees his wife committed adultery on Monday, so he'll write a get for this week, but he'll still be able to be mechapo basachoso. Or he'll just write the year in it. If you don't have to write the month or the date, you could just write the year. That's good enough. That's kosher even l'chatchila. So I'm like kosher. So what's the point of the takana? I'm talking about some. Answer the Gemara. Ahanu l'shavua dekameh. Well, at least if she commits adultery in the last Shemitah cycle, if you write that it was this Shemitah cycle, at least he won't be able to get his wife out of it in such a case. Ulishvua de basrei. Or, same thing, for the following week. At least you'll know that it didn't happen in the previous week and it didn't happen in the following week. So he'll be able to save the fruit for the following week. D'ilo teva hachi, because if you don't say like this, yom agufe miyadinan imi tzafra imi panya, right? Even on a day, let's say the guy wakes up in the morning, and his wife committed adultery. She committed adultery at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So now at 3 in the afternoon, he's going to write a get. And it's going to say she was divorced today. But in reality, at the time she committed adultery, they were still married, because he only wrote the get at 4 in the afternoon. But the get's going to say she was divorced on Sunday. So she was divorced. So on the same day, you can't help it. So just like the same thing, so it's the same week and the same month and the same year and the same Shemitah cycle. So deal te ma'achi, yom agufe miyadin and imit safra. Was she divorced from the morning, imi panya, or from the afternoon? Elo liyom adekame, liyom adebasre. It helps at least for the day before and the day after. Hachanami, ahang l'shavu akame, l'shavu adebasre. It works for the week that came before it, and the week afterwards. So, wow. So the Gemara seems to say that you don't actually need the date in the get. It's a little bit strange, even though the whole point of Zman and Gittin was for the date to know when she committed adultery, but that's enough. At least Rav Yosef said to Abaye that it's kosher, even if it doesn't have the exact date. Okay, Rav Osei, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Maitzi Shabbos.
So next week for on senior trip?
Next week, yeah. Next week I'm on senior trip. So it's I'm only gonna miss one day. Only one day, only Wednesday. But maybe only on Zoom Wednesday morning. Zoom Wednesday morning. Hopefully there's good Wi-Fi in the hotel. The Surfside.